Well, good morning. 7:12, Brock Hunter.
Hey.
Kind of sounded like an air horn there.
Yeah?
Yeah, it was weird. Yeah, like just like that. Okay. I mean, not exactly like that, I guess. Wednesday, close enough.
Close.
Anyway, today we got some rain, thunderstorms this morning possible, then partly sunny, hot, humid, high of 88 tonight, clear, low of 73. Thursday, sunny, hot, humid, chance for rain, thunderstorms, high of 92, heat index 100 to 110. And Friday, partly sunny, hot, humid, high of 95, heat index 105 to 110.
Damn.
It's hot.
He's going to burst into flames when you step outside.
It's the Morning Dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
Of course, the Morning Dump brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Maybe wait until the heat dies down a little bit. Or actually, maybe you want to pump now because otherwise you got a big old stinky backyard.
Yeah, you don't want to walk outside in that humidity and
it stinks.
And all that oh,
it stinks. All right. Time Magazine came out with its annual list of the 25 most influential people on the internet. Not surprisingly, Donald Trump, Alexandria, or Ocasio-Cortez are on it. But there's a big list of people. I'll be honest, I don't know, like, three quarters of these people.
Yeah.
Old Town Road rapper Lil Nas X. That guy I know. That guy I know.
Is that new song everybody's listening to?
Korean boy band BTS.
No idea.
No idea. I think they were on SNL not too long ago.
Yeah.
But I don't know who.
The only Korean artist I know is Psy.
Psy?
Is he Korean?
Yeah, he's South Korean. I believe.
Gangnam Style. Yeah. That guy.
What happened to him?
I don't know. He just made that one hit.
All the
had like a trillion views, and then he got rich. And
all the chicks in his music videos were hot.
Yeah.
Let's see who else. Ariana Grande. Okay, I know who she is. Prince Harry and Meghan Markle. Yeah. And again, these are the most influential people on the internet.
Huh.
Chris Godfrey. Jamila Jamil. I don't know. What is the criteria of being influential on the internet? We're influential on the internet.
Yeah, I guess.
You and I are doing fun videos and whatnot.
Influential. Shouldn't like PewDiePie be up there or something?
I guess, maybe. I still don't get the whole PewDiePie thing.
Me neither.
I don't get the PewDiePie thing. I don't get the ninja thing.
Yep.
These internet people.
Sensations.
It's crazy. Anyway, what do we need to do to become famous? What do we need to do to make the Times 25 most influential?
We need to appease to the small children that are all over YouTube.
The YouTubers?
Yeah.
The YouTubes?
Yeah, we need to just like you know, like the DVD commentary.
Oh, we got to do that.
They used to do that kind of like that, but just on something random and then make it really dumb.
Okay. I think we can do that.
And then we'll get billions of views.
Dumb is my middle name.
Right.
You better believe it. All right, we'll figure it out. Lastly, I love this. A strip club in Ohio is cleaning out its old furniture, and it's offering free couches to anyone willing to give them a good home. Now, to be clear, these aren't just random couches. Instead, they are couches that were used for lap dances at Scarlett's Cabaret. So while they might be in decent shape, especially for furniture on the curb, they could also use some deep cleaning before you bring them into your home.
We'll be all right.
I'll be honest, like, when it comes to things like that, never once have I driven past a couch or a recliner, anything on the side of the road and thought, I want that.
You know what's wild? Hmm. My parents got rid of a couch, right?
Yeah.
Put it out in the front.
Dude.
Put a free sign on it.
Gone.
No.
No one took it.
No one took it. Dude, it was an immaculate white leather couch. It cost my mom like $3,000 or something stupid.
And no one took it.
Nobody, but listen to this.
Yeah.
Nobody took it. With the free sign on it. She's like, all right, I'll put $20 on it. Dude, immediately, she put $20 on it. Somebody knocking on her door. Hey, you want $20 for that? Here you go. For some reason, if you put money on it, people in their brain think, oh, it's a legit couch.
Oh, yeah.
It must be a nice couch.
Yeah, yeah.
If you put free on it, people think that it's got stains, that it's been through, you know.
Yeah. It's been at a strip club.
It was unbelievable.
That's crazy.
She had that out there for like 2 weeks. Nothing, man. Nothing. $20 immediately.
I could probably take a couch from a strip club. That wouldn't bother me. I'd give it a good wipe down, a good deep clean.
A wipe down?
Yeah.
You might want to get it detailed. That's what you might want.
Yeah.
Dude, imagine waking up at your buddy's house. Oh, man. Kind of itchy. Oh, yeah, I got that couch last week.
Did your couch give me herpes?
It did.
Damn it.
The Morning Dub, brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them today, 269-445-7777, or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Rock 106.